This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I always like to welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side. You've got to have, if you're anything like I am, you got to have the next turkey day blues. You know what I mean? I mean, today, it's kind of a weird day today, isn't it? What do they call it? They call it Black Friday, although I don't know why they call it Black Friday. Somebody needs to enlighten me. Why is it called? Yeah, okay, there you go. God, you guys are good. I love it. So, why is Black Friday called Black Friday? Well, you figure it's a day when millions of Americans hit the stores in search of the best bargains. Now, some of them hit yesterday. Yeah, I don't like that. I want you to spend time with your family. I know I love these emails that I get from people that say, you know, well, it's okay for the firemen and the police and all that to work, but retailers can't. Yeah, if you really believe that they're on the same level, and maybe I'm not the person you need to listen to, right? Because it's not the same. Not by any stretch of the imagination. Back to the story. If you ask one of those frenzy shoppers how Black Friday gets, they probably wouldn't know. They'll tell you it has to do with the day after Thanksgiving, sales moving retailers from red profit to a black loss. I mean, I'm sorry, red loss to a black gain. But it's not right. Now, the first recorded use of the term Black Friday was in September 1869, when the U.S. gold market experienced a crash after two financiers, Jay Gould and Jim Fisk, they bought up the nation's supply, and the federal government was forced to dump more into the market. Now, scores of people lost their life savings in the crash, and the ensuing scandal helped bring down the presidency of Ulysses S. Grant. Well, that's a heck of a lot of gold to buy up. They must have really had some money. I don't totally understand how all that works. Now, the term showed up again in the 1950s when police officers in Philadelphia started using it to refer to the day after Thanksgiving when traffic jams, you know, and pedestrians flooded in the city shopping districts before the annual Army Navy football game. So let me see, it has a reference to gold. It has a reference to the Army Navy football game. And if you think about it, all the people who said that all those who had to work that day referred to it as a bleak time or Black Friday. Now, merchants of Philadelphia didn't really like the connotation that came with Black Friday, so they tried to coin a new term like Big Friday, and a new name didn't catch on. Retailers in the city adapted. They tried to. And by calling it Black Friday, it actually seemed to up business, believe it or not. Now, the term spread through the U.S., and by the 1980s, it was common nationwide. It also spawned a series of new special shopping days, such as Cyber Monday. We're looking for ways to spend money, huh? Do we really need a jingle? I don't want to call it a jingle, but do we really need a special name for the day to spend money? Now, according to the National Retail Foundation, about 60% of shoppers said that they shop on Thanksgiving and Black Friday. We also have a small business Saturday and Cyber Monday. And you know how many people shop between Saturday, the Cyber Business Saturday and Cyber Monday, along with Friday? 134 million people shop on those days. That's just under half the population. That's just amazing, isn't it? I mean, you spend most of sorry. You spend most of the year paying down your debt so that you can come back in at Black Friday, whatever you want to call it. And I'm surprised this year they're getting away with it. Right? I mean, Black Lives Matter, I would imagine some of these people are just out of their minds teed off over this. And you would think that they'd have to change the name at this point. But I guess nobody really cares. Not a big deal. Anyway, look, the other thing I say to you while I'm here, and I've got your attention for a few minutes, do you really need to go into hock that much? I know, you're tired of hearing about it, aren't you? But really, do you really need to go into hock to prove how much you love your family, your friends, whatever? I don't. I don't do it. I don't think it's the right thing to do. I don't want to make payments. I don't want to make payments for the next, 12 months or 11 and a half months? And then get my credit cards clean down to zero, and then all of a sudden, bang, you hit me again. Like, what's that all about, right? You see, I got to find a pull this off. Yeah, I do. It's a quick minute and a half story. I love this. I know some of you won't like it at all, but you talk about swift and quick justice. I actually have apps. I know I shouldn't say this as a Christian, but I actually have no heart for guys that rape little girls. Absolutely none. Or rape little boys. I don't care what the rape is. I have no heart for them. Now, some inmates have given a child rapist a taste of his own medicine 40 times over. Now, the prison has a reputation of being a dangerous place to begin with for inmates who are locked up for sexual abuse charges, especially when the inmate question has raped a little child. Such was the case for 25-year-old Daryl Dickinson, martial arts instructor who raped and beat his 18-month-old stepson to death. He raped his stepson. As soon as the authorities threw Xavier behind bars, he found out what a deadly place jail could be for pedophiles. First, 20 inmates planned a brutal gang raid on their fellow prisoner, effectively giving him a taste of his own medicine. And, man, he was beaten, bloody, but still alive. Just disgusting what he did to that child. Joe, I'm the senior host. You're listening to The Real Side, not The Right Side. Not The Wrong Side, but The Real Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes with Bible Idiots. Yeah, I said it. Take a listen. You'll find out. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and Experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's always a pleasure to have you on board. Like I keep telling you, too, we don't have to agree. We just have to be able to talk. So call in. Let me know how you feel about things. And look, even if you think I'm way off. And you won't hurt my feelings, by the way. If you see my pictures, I got really thick skin. Not a problem for me. Call in, let me know where you think I'm off and why you think I'm off. I love the title of this movie. That's why I've asked these two to be on with me. Chris and Emily Danielson have joined me. They're the hosts of Chris and Emily Show and producers of RealRemnantRadio.com. You're going to love it there. And the producers of this Bible Idiots movie. First of all, Chris and Emily, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it is a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, glad to be here.
And boy, you must have, when you go into a church and say, "Hi, we're the producers of Bible Idiots," I mean, that must go over like a lead balloon, huh?
There's been some challenges with it. I mean, the whole concept was we started out with the name, I Believe the Bible, Does That Make Me an Idiot? Obviously, you can't have a film with that title. And so it eventually morphed into Bible Idiots. And, you know, some of the people that are in the movie, like Jim Daly from Focus on the Family, Alan Robertson from Duck Commander, and, you know, Dr. Alex McFarland, and just a host of others, they all agreed that the title Bible Idiots really made sense because we're called idiots for believing the Bible, so why don't we just take it straight on? So Bible Idiots, are we idiots for believing the Bible, or would we be idiots not to?
Well, let me ask you, give me the Reader's Digest of the movie as a whole, and then we're going to come back to specifics. How's that?
All right, real quick, and Emily, you can jump in if you'd like to add anything. She's my wife, so she can correct me whenever she wants.
It's my number one forte.
Basically, we do stand-up comedy around the country. A lady named Shonda Pierce, many people might know who she is, relaunched my stand-up comedy career in 2007. Now, before that, I was a seminary-trained Bible teacher, former pastor. I've been in radio basically my whole life, and I thought, what if we could do a stand-up comedy tour and bring the laughter, bring the joy, and since the Bible's under such attack right now, why don't we sit down with Bible scholars and ministry leaders and talk to them about the authority of God's Word? Is it inspired? What is the true historical accuracy of it? And put together, you know, a 95-minute documentary that would go with us on the road, have the stand-up comedy, but then still talk to the man on the street and actually piece together why the Bible can be trusted. And people said it can't be done, you know, it probably shouldn't be done, and yet we were able to put this together, and we launched the film at the end of October, and right now the reviews are coming in. People are loving this movie because it's entertaining, and just when you get tired of learning something, you get more comedy. Just when you're tired of the comedy, you get back into the Bible scholarship. So we have merged Bible apologetics and stand-up comedy together in a 95-minute documentary with some really powerful names in it, and it's a really cool project, and we were thrilled to be a part of it.
Well, I think that's the 13th commandment, right? Thou shalt not have fun while preaching the gospel. I'm sure
exactly.
I'm sure we can find that in there someplace.
Joe, do not make eye contact right now with anyone. Keep your head down.
I have been amazed at the churches I've been to, spoken at, or what have you, where, you know, some churches, I'm not making fun of my brothers and sisters in Christ. I know everybody worships the way they feel led to, but, you know, you got those guys that won't lift their hands, they're afraid to bring attention to them, and then I've been to an African-American church where my attitude is they know how to worship. Okay, that's kind of where my head's at. We've got different ways of approaching these things. But comedy, you know, tell my brothers and sisters, look in the mirror. If you don't think God has a sense of humor, take a long look in the mirror. You'll figure it out. I mean, God loves laughter, right?
Absolutely. You know, Chris and I have been gifted with just, particularly Chris, a quick wit, able to make people smile at the drop of a hat. And, you know, so I think Christians have lost sight of the fact that that's a gift from God. And so you look at all the emotions that we've been given by God, crying, laughter, anger, joy, all these things help us cope and deal with the life around us, good and bad. And unfortunately, I think in Christendom, we have really forgotten that laughter is indeed a gift from God. And Chris and I, going out on the mission field in Alaska, one of the darkest mission fields you will find on the face of the earth, God really awoke us to the fact that, hey, the joy that I have instilled in you, the ability that you have to laugh, even sometimes in the midst of darkness, this is a gift I've given you, and I want you to share it with people because life is heavy. Help them carry it. So that's what we do.
And a lot of times when you go out there, you realize that the comedy is actual ministry.
Right, yeah.
And one of the reasons I've never branded myself as a stand-up comic and tried to, like, tour as a comic is because I lose Sunday mornings then. Who's going to put a comedian in the pulpit? Well, guest speaking on Sunday mornings is one of my most favorite things to do, you know, besides make movies, host radio shows, and whatnot. And so I don't want to be known as a comic. I just want to be known as a guy who can really bring some laughter. So our son Jacob, who's actually open for comics like Tim Hawkins, Brad Stein, Jeff Allen, and Michael Jr., he's our featured comic in the movie. And so now he used to open shows for me. Now I open for him because I still want to hold on to Sunday morning, do that type of ministry while having the ministry of being able to bring laughter to whatever event that we get invited to.
Yeah, you know the verse in Proverbs. Proverbs, which says, you know, merry heart doeth good. I tell people all the time, you don't have to be, you don't have to have this serious look on your face all the time. And whenever you talk about God or the Word of God, it's like, yeah, you know, if we got our characters from God, then come on, guys, let's be honest about this. How many things do you do that you look up and you know that God is off the throne rolling around laughing because what you did was just so stupid?
Exactly.
And he's going, come on, Joe, haven't we done this before? Oh, my God. Come on.
Well, another thing we've found that when we're laughing and joking and carrying on our radio show, our former radio show, I should say, we're free agents right now, but on our former radio show, we'd laugh and joke around. We would tell little stories. We would get some improv comedy going, and then we would do what we call the spiritual flip, where all of a sudden we turned it into what James said or what Hebrews said or what David did in the Old Testament. And that spiritual point, actually, after people have been laughing, drives the nail deeper, and it's really a cool thing to see how God can use that, where laughter blended in with some deep spiritual teachings, even side by side, works. And that was part of the motivation when we said, I think we could pull off this movie. If we can make this movie, it'll work.
Yeah, I always, by the way, I put your clip up on my website, so if people go to therealside.com, our featured video is your trailer for the movie itself. But, you know, I often wonder, you know, when Christ was sleeping on the boat and they were waking him up, right? Do you really think he said, oh, thou of little feet? Do you think he got to go, guys, really? Have you not been with me the last year? I mean, have you seen what I, seriously? You think I did all that to drown on this ship? Come on, really?
Well, it's really funny because when we do read through the scriptures, I think sometimes we tend to just gloss over those things. Maybe God is telling us because he wants you. I mean, think about it. Jesus Christ, he was crucified. He was dead.
All right,
he was buried.
I'm going to let you preach on the other side because you know we have to pay for the show. And I'm very much into capitalism, let me tell you. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side. More about Bible idiots right after this.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President-elect Joe Biden has picked up 132 votes in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, following a recount paid for by President Donald Trump's campaign. The results came in late Friday, 1 week after the recount of nearly 460,000 ballots. Milwaukee County Clerk George Christensen.
I promised that this would be a transparent and fair process, and it was. There was an examination of every ballot by election workers, a meticulous recounting of every ballot that was properly cast, a transparent process that allowed the public to observe.
Biden now has a 20,000-vote lead in Wisconsin. A recount in Dane County is expected to be complete by Sunday. Also in Wisconsin, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that officials in the city of Milwaukee have found nearly 400 unopened and uncounted absentee ballots. The Board of Canvassers voted unanimously that they be opened and counted. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what you can do, too, is you can hop up on the website. We've got some great articles there. I've got some great writers. Let's give them some thumbs up when you go over there. Let them know what you like or you don't like. We usually have a live chat room going on. There's smarter people than I in the chat room, so if you don't like what I'm saying, you can get into it with them. You can sign up for the email blast. I don't send junk. I send you out information on the topics we're going to be discussing, the people I'm going to have on the show, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of information. And I'll tell you what, you know, speaking of idiots, I don't believe I have a lot of idiots on my email list. So if you don't like what I'm sending, there's a little button at the bottom that says unsubscribe. I make it as easy as I can for you. So really, get involved in the conversation. Get engaged. Stop drooling all over yourself and say something, do something. My guests, Chris and Emily Danielson, are with me today. They're the hosts of the Chris and Emily Show. Also, they're the founders of the RealRemnantRadio.com. I'm going to have them tell us about that in a second. And they've done a video or a movie called Bible Idiots. I love it. Even if I didn't know anything about it and I wasn't a Christian, I would get it just because I like Bible Idiots. I think that's a great title, guys. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
All right. So, hey, let's, first of all, before we get deep into anything else, let's talk a little bit about you, your RealRemnantRadio.com. What is that all about?
RealRemnantRadio.com is a Christian music station that is commercial free, and we put together the best Christian music mix anywhere in the country. And, you know, from Thanksgiving to the first of the year, it'll be all Christmas music. And Christmas is Emily's Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
So she will, you know, she is the music director. She will have an incredible Christmas music mix for you. But from January 1st to Thanksgiving, the Christian music mix we put together actually spans 20 years.
Wow.
And I use an old classic rock format shuffle from the 70s that I learned when I was coming up in radio. And I get program directors from around the country call me and ask me how we do it. And, you know, I tell them, look, it's not going to fit into your, you know, record company corporate label. It's just not going to work for you. But it does for listeners who want to hear songs that really make an impact in their life. And then it's all commercial free. And we have little vignettes, little minute and a half to 2 minute vignettes, two or three times an hour from a pastor out out of Kansas named Jay Johnson, who's been in radio for a long, long time. And then the Chris and Emily show, we have some stuff on there for you, too. And it's just something God led us to do, and you can go to realremnantradio.com or search Real Remnant Radio on your smartphone and have a 24/7 music station that we feel is second to none.
Well, I'd admonish my people. We'll put it up on the website and the Facebook page, and we'll get it out there. All right. So also on the video or on the movie, I don't want to just call it a video. That makes it sound like a short. But the you can, if you go to my website right now, you can hop onto the video itself, the trailer. But you can also pull the video down online, right? The whole movie.
Yeah, at BibleIdiots.com, the movie is available. You can rent the movie for 48 hours for $4.95. You can buy the download, own it on your computer for $9.95, or buy the DVD there as well for $14.95, and we'll ship that right out to you. And the thing about the movie that I really want to encourage people is that it is true professional stand-up comedy that you're going to find in this movie. And even skeptics are liking it because it's answering a lot of questions. But besides the comedy, it has also got some great people in it, like Dr. Alex McFarland, Dr. Frank Turek, Johnny Erickson Tata's in the movie, Jim Daly from Focus on the Family, one of the Duck Commander brothers, the oldest brother, the beardless bro, Alan.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so, I mean, it's just a really good 95-minute documentary that we, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, we made the movie, so it's hard for us to say, this was the greatest movie ever.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not one of those, look, let's just be, it's just you and me right now. Okay, right. You know those
right.
Old 1950, 1960 Christian movies with
no.
You know, I don't want to make fun of anybody in particular. You know how like they were so stuffed shirt. So
well, Emily and I have a name for that. We call it the Goober Factor. And this one is Goober Factor Free.
Right.
In fact, one of the big compliments that I've received, where I'm like, wow, I'm so glad people picked up on that, was how well the cinematography is done throughout the whole reality footage and the way. We talk to the man on the street. We really take an honest look at the scriptures. Why is it under attack? How is it inspired? What's the historical evidence? And we have some great teachers like Dr. Frank Turek. People might know Robbie Zacharias' ministries. One of his adjunct speakers, Abdu Murray, is in the movie. And then again, it's us on a stand-up comedy tour blending in some real, true professional stand-up.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we just feel like it's a movie for everybody from 9 to 99, anybody who needs a tool to defend their faith, anybody who's had questions about their faith, and they're like, you know, I just wonder if the Bible's true because it's been such beat down in our society. This is a product that they should have.
You know, Chris's sense of humor kind of wears off. So we even have Dr. Erwin Luther from Moody. He's sitting down and telling his own jokes to us.
Yeah, but you know something? So we have a moment of honesty here. How good could the movie be? You guys only had $800 to make it. Did you shoot it on your little camera phones? Because you had no camera.
No,
either, right?
Now, when I told you that during the break,
I said,
we started with $800.
Oh, I thought you were, okay, good. I'm glad you didn't stop there.
We started with $800. We didn't own a camera. Well, as fate would have it, you know, I just happened to, long story short, bump into a bunch of different filmmakers who are just true artists. And so over a course of 9 months, we rented 15 different top-of-the-line cameras to shoot the movie and put it together. And so it's a total God story. That every time we were in need of $25,000, all of a sudden we would get $26,000. And
well,
I don't
need
know
lunch,
the extra
you need lunch money.
But,
that's for me. Yeah. That would have been lunch money. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, God's Not Dead 2 is coming out in March, and I think that we did the whole movie for less than what their catering budget would have been.
Wow.
But over and over and over, God just showed up and provided in ways where we know His hand is all over this project, and the people who watch the movie are really, really enjoying it. And they're wanting other people to see it. So that's why we're self-distributing right now, because we just feel like God can do anything with this project. We were faithful in completing it. We're going to be faithful going out on the road January through April to promote it in whatever city, you know, out there. And so people can go to Facebook, Bible Idiots, send us a private message if they'd like us to come and do a screen with them. We'd love to do it.
Well, you know what? I really appreciate what you guys are doing, because a lot of people won't step out and do this kind of thing. There are a lot of people who don't understand what true faith is about. When God calls you to do something or leads you in a direction, don't be the fool. I mean, you guys and I have been through some similar things, and in my radio career, I can't tell you how many times I said, you know, God, I am not so sure this is where you want me.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you guys have been there, right? You're sitting there and you go, if you really called me to this, I'm a little dull. I'm one of your dull kids. I need a little sign here. And then something will happen and it's only me and him who know. So it could only be me or him. It could only be him. I'll put it that way. And so when you step out with $800 and you believe that's what God's called you to do, you can't fail. I don't believe you can.
Well, the budget was over $200,000 on paper, but we only had $800, and I'm like, how are we going to do it? Well, we're going to do it. We're just going to go do it, and we'll take one step, and if that one works, then we'll take the second one, and it kept going. But you're right. When you get called to do something, you got to trust God. Emily says when we got fired from a radio station 2.5 years ago, it was the greatest day of her life. So,
yeah, when you get fired from a Christian radio station because you're reading the Bible on the air, it's a good time to make a change.
Do you remember when our buddy Phil had made the comment about homosexuality in the Bible? And you had all these people rushing onto Facebook saying, you know, that the Bible doesn't deal with homosexuality. The Bible doesn't talk about homosexuality, all that other stuff. So I sat down and in love on the show, and I mean that sincerely, not a Christian way. I said, look, I'm not beating somebody up, but I do want to defend, you know, my God's writings that the Bible does deal with homosexuality. You know,
yeah.
You and I were joking before during the break. I said, it doesn't talk about abortion. It doesn't talk about cocaine. It doesn't talk about smoking cigarettes, but it does talk about those things, just not in particular. So
right.
I went down the list and I pulled up 32 scriptures on homosexuality, and I had an owner of a station call me and say, you know, that doesn't fit, and gave me some personal reasons as to why, and said, you know, you're pretty much done.
Yeah, well, Emily did a Facebook post in July where she lovingly asked a question about Bruce/Caitlyn Jenner. Can he really identify with a woman? And it has, as of last week, the post still shows up. It has over 400,000 likes and 295,000 shares, and we've also gotten about, you know, 100 death threats. So she just basically said that you'll never know what it's like to feel like a woman in this situation or that situation.
Right.
And that opened up some great conversations with some of the LGBT community, and there was a handful of transgenders that I've been going back and forth with, and there were actually a few of them that actually had some great conversations with me about their current situation, and we were actually able to share the gospel, talk about the gospel back and forth on Facebook together in a mature way.
Hey guys,
and others just threatened violence.
Can you hang out for one more short segment?
Yeah, man.
Great. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Go grab a cup of coffee, get a glass of water, whatever you do. You got about 3 minutes, and then come on back. I don't want you to miss anything. But I won't hold the show for you either. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And you know, save your emails. Go watch a Marx Brothers movie, all right? It requires a little more intelligence than watching Three Stooges, and I'm sorry if I insulted anybody out there. It's just good, fun humor. I'm not saying you should make fun of women. He would just, okay, get over yourselves. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Head over to TheRealSide.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in large. It is large sometimes. You can get involved in a live chat room, though. There's a lot happening up there. Right now, my guests, Chris and Emily Danielson. They're the hosts of The Chris and Emily Show, also producer of a movie. I don't want to call it a video. I want to call it a movie called Bible Idiots, and also the founders of Real RadioRemnantRadio.com. Guys, hey, thanks for joining me. I'm having a lot of fun with you today.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, it's been great.
And we can't be real Christians because we actually are laughing, having a good time, and making fun of ourselves. So that's just
that's right, you sinner. No, that's kind of what Bible Idiots is about. And, you know, BibleIdiots.com is where we're selling the film right now. And it's making such an impact because it's showing people that you can have a tool to go deep into the authority of God's Word while having fun doing it. And it's a blend between entertainment and a Bible apologetics. And we're hearing from skeptics. We're hearing from hardcore Bible scholars. We're hearing from teenagers to you know, there's an old widow, and she's 75 years old, and she wants to buy about 5 DVDs to give to her kids that are grandkids that are all off to college right now. And so that's what's exciting is actually being a part of advancing the kingdom through something fun like Bible Idiots.
Yeah, and it needs to be fun. I mean, we really, I don't know why some churches and some pastors are so stuck up about, you know, some of the levity that we use. And, you know, you guys, we were talking a little bit about how you can reach non-believers with these kind of movies. You can reach non-believers just in your daily walk and not being so pious and stuck up on yourself, right?
Absolutely. I think that starts because we think it's our job to save people. And I tell you what, we can't save people.
Nope.
That's God's job. And so when we can lighten up and realize, hey, our job isn't to change their heart. We're going to let God's word change their heart. We can approach these people in a totally different light. Chris and I went out on the street and we talked to people. And the first thing we would say to people was, would you come on camera and talk to us about the Bible? And the response was usually, yeah, because people have strong feelings about it, either negative or positive. And we let them know, hey, even if you don't believe the Bible, that's okay. We want to talk to you. We want to find out what you think about the Bible. We want to find out why you think that about the Bible. And we want to have some open, honest discussion. And we treated these people not like, well, you're just so dumb that you don't believe the Bible. I mean, you can't look at people in that light. The reality is this. There are some tough questions out there. We as Christians need to be able to provide the answers. And if we don't have the answers to certain questions today, that should certainly just spur us on to find those answers. So we let people know, hey, your questions, your concerns, your objections, they don't come from a place of stupidity. You know, we talk to them respectfully, and then now all of a sudden their guard is down. They're willing to have open dialogue, and we were actually able to present things to them that they had never heard before, ways of looking at the Bible, ways of looking at what God was saying in a way that they just, their eyes kind of started opening, saying, hey, you know what? I never thought of it that way. So it was really great. It was a lot of fun, and just a flat-out ministry being done on the street.
Yeah, and I think we need to. I hope people are seeing. I won't say a thing. We do need to stick up for ourselves, and we do need to show what true Christianity is all about. Look, I can't speak about you guys, but I have a lot of fun with God. I don't see God as this untouchable heavenly being that you can't get near and you're not allowed to look at and you're not allowed to talk to. I have a lot of, and I know he has a lot of fun with me. I definitely know he has a lot of fun with me.
Yeah, but you know, I get a vibe from you, Joe, that you still have a reverence and you still hold him in high awe. And when you do that and you have fun and you know that God is having fun with you, there's a special joy that words don't really do it. I don't. It's like if you could combine the words peace and joy together, that would be the word that describes what you're talking about. And yeah, Emily and I experienced it too. And that's where I think that a lot of legalistic type Christians get their train off the rails, is they start thinking that because you're joking around, because you're laughing and having a good time in certain areas, that, you know, you're borderline showing disrespect. And it's like, that's not it at all.
No.
We get too serious. We get way too serious. And you got to think about it from Jesus' perspective. I was talking a little bit earlier when he rose from the dead. Think about it. These two women who walked and talked with him for an extended period of time, when he rose from the dead, the glorified Christ, she mistaken for the gardener. And it's like, that's funny. That's really funny.
It?
But we don't ever talk about that. You know, we just kind of gloss it over into the most serious.
Well, when the angel said, you know, see, I love doing stuff like this. So when the angel said, what are you looking for? He's not here. He's written it and goes through the whole thing. I'm sorry. I can still see Mary or one of them walking, walking in, looking around in the cave going, yeah, hey, Angie, he's not here. Okay? I don't think that's not being reverent. I think Jesus standing right there laughing and goes, yeah, you know what? That did happen. They did look in because they still didn't believe the angels. You know?
Exactly. And Jesus understands who we are as human beings.
I should hope so. He made us.
Yeah. He understands those misunderstandings. And so that makes me, when I think about those funny things, way more open to just laying myself before Christ exactly the way I am, flaws and all.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's really funny. I love, you know how it is when you're on the air and then you make Christian comments or what have you. I have so many. I love when people say, I'm an idiot for believing. You see, I'm a Bible idiot. Oh, God, I should have signed up for the movie.
You are a Bible idiot, Joe. God. Embrace it.
Embrace your inner idiot.
For believing in creationism. And I always say to them, all right, so let me see if I got this right. I'm an idiot because I believe in a being that you say doesn't exist and I can't prove. However, you want me to believe, and you don't realize how much faith it takes for you to believe, that there was a void. There was absolutely nothing in the cosmos or whatever they were called before there was nothing. And then somehow, two somethings, I don't even know, an atom, whatever you want to call it, came together.
They don't even know, Joe.
Right. They happen to find each other, and in the vast world of nothingness, they happen to collide with each other. Mike, hello, are you following me here? You already see this.
Yeah.
Do you realize how much faith it takes? And then from all of that energy that was released, you're saying the universe was created, and we are pretty much a perfect mistake. You don't think that takes more faith than me believing in the Creator and God the Father creating all of this? Seriously? Who's the idiot?
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm confused.
Exactly.
I must not understand the word.
You are going to run into people that they're not going to listen to no matter what
say.
Even the Bible says you can lay out all of the evidence there is in the world and they're still not going to receive it because they want to reject God. But along the way, you will also meet a lot of people who...
Yep.
That's the only side that they've heard so far is from the side that wants to reject God. And so we can't be afraid to continue sharing the gospel, sharing the history, sharing the science, sharing the logic and the reason as to why we believe this. Because along the way, we will run into those people who've only heard the one side. And when they hear that truth, their eyes are open.
Well, I think when people see the movie Bible Idiots and, they meet people like you, they can, you said it earlier, and it's so true. We're past all that goober type of, what do you call it, Gomer or goober type of stuff.
factor in so much Christian film.
Yeah, we are regular people. Some of us do have our windows duct taped up because, we can't afford to fix the window. I mean, we're regular people like everybody else, and we run into the same problems. We're not we're just not what you saw in the 50s or what was perceived on television, and I perceive you guys are exactly the same way. So again, let's tell people where they can see the snippet, where they can buy the movie, and they should buy the DVD. I'm telling you, you should buy the DVD, okay? Hey, that way you can always have it. You can send it off to your kids or buy them a copy. I mean, come on, Christmas is around the corner.
Yeah, well, Christmas, especially for college students.
You can get it all at BibleIdiots.com. What we had was, we've already had a couple people that have bought the download, and then you see their name show back up, and they come back and order two or three DVDs. And what we're finding is that these people are seeing the movie. They're like, okay, this is a tool that we can send to people, that we can say, hey, this is a non-offensive way for us to show why we believe what we believe. And so that's what's happening. People are seeing the movie, and they're wanting other people in their world, whether it be a coworker, niece, nephew, son, daughter, mom, dad, grandpa, grandma, to see the movie. And so, buy a couple of them, and we're just an upstart company. Like I said, we started out with $800 and barely got the movie done, and now we're doing self-distribution. So I can't offer any discounts right now, but go to BibleIdiots.com and support it.
So it's 14, $15.99, how much is one?
$14.95 for a DVD. Okay. You can download it to your computer for $9.95, or you can rent the stream on demand for 48 hours for $4.95.
Wow.
And even if you're a Christian who's been walking with God for a while, there's information in this DVD that's going to strengthen your faith, things that maybe you didn't know before, and you're going to be able to give more answers to those objections that are in your world.
Well, we're going to help crack that lemon face of yours, and I said it, you didn't have to, okay? You know, God loves it when you laugh and you smile. So anyway, guys, hey, it's been a pleasure having you on. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with me today, and we will have you back. I want to find out how the movie is doing. You're listening to The Real Side, not The Right Side, not The Wrong Side, but The Real Side. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can get involved. There's all kinds of stuff you can do up on the website. And do get involved. Do get engaged. Really, therealside.com.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?